who taught us the Our Father, or the Lord's Prayer?
Jesus Christ Himself taught us the Our Father, or the Lord's Prayer.
Recite the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Why do we say Our Father, and not My Father?
We say Our Father, and not My Father, because God is the Creator and the Redeemer of all men and, consequently, we are all children in the same family.
Why did our Lord add, who art in heaven?
Our Lord added, who art in heaven, to lift up our hearts toward heaven, where God reigns in His glory, and where we hope to possess Him someday.
What do we ask of God in the Lord's Prayer?
In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God for all that can contribute to His glory, and all that is needed for the life of the soul and of the body.
What do we ask for the glory of God?
We ask for the glory of God. 1. That His holy name may be known and blessed. 2. That He may reign in all hearts by His grace. 3. That men may obey Him on earth as the angels and the saints obey Him in heaven.
What do we ask for ourselves in the Lord's Prayer?
In the Lord's Prayer we ask 4 things for ourselves. 1. Our daily bread, that is, all that we need for the soul and the body. 2. Forgiveness of our trespasses, recalling that we must forgive our neighbor if we want God to forgive us. 3. The grace to overcome temptations. 4. The favor of being preserved from all evil, especially sin and eternal damnation.
What does the word Amen express?
The word Amen expresses a more ardent desire to obtain what we have requested, and that is why it concludes almost every prayer.